All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
Hey, welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry. I get to be the host today. I'm a CW-2 helicopter pilot in Vietnam, 1969. I want to welcome you to our program. I think we've got some interesting things going on today. We're going to be talking with a woman who runs an organization down in Missouri called Woof for Vets, which I think is kind of cool. And also we've got General Carol Ann Fausson, who's going to be on to talk about benefits and what, you know, maybe some questions that you might have. If you do want to give us a call, go right ahead. It's 734-822-1600. We'll answer your questions the best that we can. And then toward the end of the program, we've got a little segment on PuroClean, which is one of our supporters of Veterans Radio. And let's see, what else is going on? This is kind of cool. This week, Veterans Radio started broadcasting on Wreaths Across America on their radio network. So I encourage you, if you want to hear old programs, or you know, you miss today's program for whatever reason, you can either go to our archive, you can go to our podcast, and now you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/radio, and we'll be on there two times a week, every Wednesday and Friday. So it's kind of cool. I'm really excited to be part of their network. It's exciting for us to get our words out even further and further and further, because every one of you veterans that's living, you know, that's listening out there, you have a story to tell, and we would love to help tell your story. So please let us know. By the way, you know, if you do have that story that you want to tell and you want to get it out to a large audience, let us know. We'll bring you on the program. That's what we want to do. Tell your stories. So before we get into our Woof for Vets, I need to thank our major donors, and that includes, number one is Legal Help for Veterans. They've been supporting Veterans Radio, I don't know, since 2005 or so. A great organization. What they do is that they specialize in veterans' disability claims. Call Legal Help for Veterans at 800-693-4800 or go to their website, legalhelpforveterans.com. The National Veterans Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC, is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses. For more information, go to their website, nvbdc.org, or give them a call at 888-237-8433. PuroClean, known as the paramedics of property damage, each PuroClean office is independently owned. In fact, PuroClean is one of the nation's leading restoration franchise networks and is made up of entrepreneurs, just like you. And veterans get 25% off their franchise fee. For more information, go to PuroClean.com. The Charles S. Kettles VA Medical Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan. For more information on them, go to va.gov/Ann Arbor Healthcare. And finally, the Irwin Prescorn American Legion Post 46 and the Charles S. Kettles Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 310, both of Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you'd like to support Veterans Radio, please go to our website, veteransradio.org, and click on the donate button. Thank you in advance. Now let's get into finding out about all these dogs. So joining me on the line right now from Missouri is Sue Swanigan. And Sue is the founder of Woof for Vets. And Sue, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and is very happy to be here.
Well, I am happy to talk with you about this. So Sue, how did you get started with, well, I guess, first of all, tell us what Woof for Vets is.
Woof for Vets provides puppies and dogs for our veterans free of charge. We do mostly purebreds, but we're a little bit different. We do from a pet to sit on your lap, a working dog if you need to go get your cows. We do hunting dogs. We do whatever the veteran needs. We will do a stability dog. We will do a dog that will protect you. We will do a service dog. Whatever that veteran needs, we probably can do.
Well, I know. I think you can. I saw that. How long has your organization been going?
Well, I started sort of unusual. We had a talk show in Springfield, Missouri, called a Cracker Barrel. And I was on there one morning, and there was a gentleman on there that he had a brother that was disabled veteran, and he had lost his miniature pincer that rode in the wheelchair and slept with him. And they were looking for another one. And at that time, I raised Minpins. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And I called that gentleman up, and I give him one of my puppies. And I cried for 3 days after that. And I decided I just had to do something. And it took me about 7 years to get it started. And I met a lady named Beverly that was my partner. And we lost her last July to cancer. But we got our 501(c) about 10 years ago, and now we are placing about 100 to 150 dogs a year with our veterans.
Oh, that's great.
And everything that we do for veterans is free of charge.
I think that's an important thing to remember. Everything that you do is that it's free. I got a question coming in here from my partner today, Carol Ann Falcone. Carol Ann?
Oh, Susan, thank you so much for what you're doing. So I've got a question. This sounds spectacular. So if I am a veteran, I believe I need some assistance. Mm-hmm. How does that little puppy or dog get mm-hmm. from Missouri to Michigan? And how do you marry me up with the right dog?
Probably that transportation is one of our biggest things. What we do is that we have several DAVs, a combat veterans chapter 411 helps us. Sometimes we have to pay an airline ticket. Sometimes whatever we need to do, we will try our best to get you that puppy. If it is in an 8-hour drive for me, I deliver the dog personally.
Oh, or wow, one of our that's volunteers. Spectacular.
That and is the way spectacular. We do it, we have got a volunteer that will call you, will interview you. You will have a choice of whatever kind of puppy that you want. If you don't know what you need, we will get some more information on what you should have. In other words, if you need a stability dog and you weigh 300 pounds, we're not going to get you a Chihuahua. But we can do whatever that veteran needs. I would say that we are about 98% good with our veterans and our dogs together. Once in a while, we will get something that I just can't find. Last summer, there was a gentleman out of Massachusetts that wanted a dog that hunts truffles. I don't know what a truffle was. I had to look it up. But the only one we could find was in England. So that there was out, but we did get him a dog, and we done some little training, and I think that dog is looking for truffles.
Oh, that's spectacular, Sue. So I'm a nurse, and I think that assessing that you do is really important. And the organizations that I've worked with in my past regarding, training dogs and the dogs for assistance with our veterans, they sometimes like to bring multiple dogs out and the veteran and assess, the getting along. There's, we all have personalities. So do the dogs. And so that was very interesting when, he's really cute, but no, that's not going to match your personality. You need this dog. So that's why I was asking the question about assessment and how does it work with that veteran's personality?
The veteran is always, I want to do that. It's what they need and what they want, not what I want them to have. It's what they need and what they want. They always, always have the last word. Right now, I had one. In fact, she's on my board. Had a litter of, I hope I say this right because it's unusual, Bouviers. Uh-huh. And we have got four Bouviers. and they would be a family dog. They're short and big, but they would be a good family dog because they like kids and they think that they've got to take care of those children. So they would be a good dog for a family. A Great Dane, we have Great Danes. We have Chihuahuas. I have a lot of doodles. I love the doodles. Probably the Bernie Doodles is the smartest out of the doodles. They are hypoallergenic, but I'm not going to ask my veteran, well, this is what you need. I will say, this is what this dog can do for you, and this is the best way to train him. Then it's up to the veteran to make a decision. And he may have 6 or 7 dogs to choose from if that's what he'd like, because our breeders, our commercial breeders, most of them, you are welcome at their kennel. They will talk to you. You can play with the dog and make a decision what you'd like to have on which dog you'd like to have. So we do everything that veteran needs.
I think this is great. The organization is WOLF, as in WOLF, for vets.org. We're talking with Sue Swanigan, who is the founder of the organization. And Sue, does this cost me anything if you provide me with a dog?
The dogs, I've got to say that our commercial breeders are the most wonderful people in the whole world. For many years, I was a dog breeder, and I raised Dobermans and Minpins and Pomeranians. And I belong to an organization called Missouri Pet Breeders and a couple of more. These people call me and say, I've got dogs. What does your veteran need? There is never a charge, ever, for a veteran to get a dog from our commercial breeders. And most of our breeders are inspected and is licensed, and you get papers with your dogs, all of their background. You will get their date of birth. You will get their shot records. You will get probably a veterinarian that has already seen that puppy once or twice before you get it. And so we try to get everything done. We try to have veterans see a veterinarian across the country at a discounted price. We would love to have some insurance, but so far we've not found any. The way that we raise our money is that we do a garage sales, gun shows. We go to the bikers. We go to the state fair. We go to your local picnic, and we will sell raffle tickets. That's how we make our money. Our biggest expense is transportation, whether it be driving the van or airline tickets or just gasoline to get back and forth. Our insurance, and we carry $3 million worth of insurance, and it's expensive, but anymore, you've got to do that. And that is our biggest expense. When my partner passed away, she left Wolf for Vets a brand new minivan. This was in July, and to date we've got 30,000 miles on that van from delivering puppies.
I think that's incredible. So where are you in Missouri? Where are you located?
We are in a little town called Buffalo, Missouri. The veterans knows where Branson is. We are 72 miles north of Branson. We are at Branson during Veterans Week. We're right there, and we do put on a show at the Mansion Theater on the 9th of November, and we usually have a little party. And 2 years ago, we had 16 World War II veterans on stage with us, brought down the house.
Oh,
love those. We only have one left out of that 16. So we always have a little show and give away some gifts and talk to our veterans. And then we are at Veterans Village all that week. And so we do that. I like to meet the veterans. I am one of these that I love people, and I thought this is what I need to do.
Well, you certainly sound dedicated, and you are one of many people across this country that will do anything to support the veteran community. And we're very grateful that there are people out there just like you, Sue. And I want to thank you for being on our program, and I want to remind our audience that this is called WOLF wolfforvets.org. And they've got a nice website up there, and you can contact them for more information. And, you know, maybe you can make a little donation if you would like.
Well, we would appreciate any donation. Sometimes money gets short, but it always comes out. We always make what we need to do.
That's what you do, and that's what a lot of people out there are doing. So, Sue Swanigan, I want to thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio, and I hope to be in touch with you again in the future whenever I'm looking for a dog.
Well, you're more than welcome, and we'll get you whatever you need.
Thank you very much, Sue. God bless you, too. All right, that was Sue Swanigan. She is the director of Wolf for Dogs, Wolf, like W-O-O-F, for vets.org. Boy, she sounds like another one of those wonderful people that are out there. And I think when I talked to her originally, she said that she was really not connected with the veterans community as far as relatives were concerned. It was just something that she felt she had to do.
Dale, that was spectacular. I mean, how many times do we hear a veteran would like a companion, their best buddy being a dog? Either they had one and they lost it, or they're looking for one. This organization sounds wonderful. I wish they were in our backyard, but I understand, you know, we've got to share the wealth. But she would be interesting, and I hope you put her name and her number up on our website.
We will be doing that. And I just thought, you know, the thing that was really interesting that I thought that really got my attention was the dogs for all kinds of different reasons. You know, they're just not service dogs.
Right.
You know, if you need you're looking for a hunting dog, we'll give you a hunting dog. If you're looking for a lap dog, we've got those too. So that's what I found so intriguing about the wolf. And I love the name. I like the wolf for vets.org. That kind of made me smile when I saw it. So anyway, for our listeners, if you want more information, you can just go to their website. It's wolfforvets.org. So, you know, today is our benefits program, but it's going to be a little bit shortened because one of our participants couldn't make it because of a issue with his house. I think it's getting ready to float away. Didn't sound good. So David Sames, who is our Washtenaw County a veteran service office director, is not going to be here, but our really resident expert, I'd like to say, is here. That's Carol Ann Falzone, retired Air Force Brigadier General, registered nurse, probably a BSN and all those other things, master's in nursing, I'll bet. And so we're here to answer your questions, but we've got a couple of ideas to share with you as we go along the way. If you don't call us, we're going to tell you some stories. Right, Carol Ann?
Oh, absolutely, Dale. I think a week doesn't go by, or maybe even a day, when we get you and I and David, county councilors, a call as to what and where they could get assistance, whether it's to enter a nursing home or how to get benefits. But there's always a need, and we take calls all the time.
Well, I think that's what, again, that, you know, you and your husband, Jim Falzone, who's also my partner here on Veterans Radio, have that dedication to the veteran community. And, it's much appreciated wherever we go. They say, oh, yeah, I know Legal Help for Veterans. Oh, those guys did a great job for me, and so on and so forth. And so I think that's what's fun. I wanted to tell the story I wanted to tell occurred last night, really. And I was at a fundraiser for a local charity. Actually, it's for Fisher House, Michigan. And I was talking with somebody, you know, during the cocktail hour, and she told me the story of that her dad had unfortunately was reaching the end of his life and didn't want to stay in hospital anymore, and they were going to send him home for hospice care. But he had never filed for anything from the VA. And so she said, I got a hold of his 214 and his power of attorney. And she said, I went up to our local VA hospital, I think she said, on a Monday, and we got him all registered into the system, got him a primary care, you know, doctor. And we tried to figure out the reason that we went there was because they were going to have to pay for for 24-hour care. And she said by Wednesday that same week, everything had been taken care of. And she said the VA just went out of their way to make sure that her dad was comfortable and that he didn't have any worries as far as, you know, expenses regarding, around the clock care. So that's just, you know, and I know you hear those stories every day, and it's, we are constantly, seems like we're talking to the choir here, but if we can get one more veteran to think about using these benefits that they don't even know that they have. And, you know, the VA does its best job they can to get the word out. But if you're not in the VA system, you're not going to know about these things. So that's why we're doing it.
Gail, I think the story you brought up is unbelievable. And I think whether you're working with Legal Help for Veterans or a VSO or go to a VA medical center, it's important to talk about your story. When we get a veteran or their spouse that calls in to say, you know, they've been placed in hospice and we're waiting for a disability benefit to come through, we will reach out to that regional office, RO, whether it's Detroit, Oakland in California, Waco in Texas, and say to them, text them and get to them immediately that our veteran, where they live, has entered hospice and they're terminal. And I think it's really important to know that if there's a financial issue, if there is a health issue and you're terminal, they will expedite and try to help you and reach out. But if we don't know those things, we can't help you. And in the case of this daughter, going to the VA and then very quickly being assigned a primary care, then they're able to assess the needs and send out home care, physical therapy, speech, all in the home. So I think it's really important to communicate, whether you're working with the VSO, county counselor, or like an attorney, you need to verbalize your needs.
Well, I that's really important because, you know, I meet with veterans, seems like on a regular basis, of course. And every time there's at least one veteran that will surprise me because they have not taken advantage of what's available to them through the VA.
Yes.
And, you know, we wanted to talk with right now the VA is not in turmoil, but they're not really talking to the public like they used to here. So we got to wait till everything calms down over there before we can get, before we'll be able to get a representative come here to talk about what's going on at the VA healthcare side of everything. But it looks
I think the important thing is with VHA and VBA, the critical employees, Dale, they are not terminating or asking them to leave. On the healthcare side, I know there is an extensive amount of healthcare workers that are exempt. And mm-hmm. So that's great news. The other thing is to send out to the public is I don't think any benefits or claims are going to be, you know, thrown out just because of the situation that's going on. Those claims will be taken care of. I can't tell you the time frame. However, nothing should happen. And the big fear, we talked about it last month. I can't believe it's already April. In March, you heard David and I say that they weren't going back and cutting veterans benefits, just, right, you know, across the board. You know, if you're being examined and you've gotten better, you might have a reduced rate, but then that's a different situation than what the rumor is that across the board, people were going to be taken away their benefits.
Well, it's kind of the same thing with Social Security. We know how that goes. I don't think anybody's going to lose their benefits, but they may investigate some things out there.
Yes.
You know, it happens. You know, a lot of stolen valor out in the world. that, you know, people are trying to, you know, utilize the system to their advantage. And, you know, as you mentioned, there are, you know, there, yeah, I don't see anybody losing. I think there may be a little bit more time, you know, patience may have to really become a real virtue out there, because the, I don't think, you know, I don't know where the cuts are coming. No, I don't think anybody really does know. I can't imagine that it's going to come from the support staff, because, you know, especially on the health side, I know I had something last week and they just, it seemed like they were going out of their way to make sure that the appointments were there. The people called me, everything was, you know, faster than anything I could get anywhere that I've experienced in my medical history. So I don't think that's going to happen, you know, and I want to encourage our listeners to check it out. You know, you may be entitled to not only your disability benefit, you know, and it doesn't have to be that you lost a body part or anything like that. It could be, you know, it could be high blood pressure. It could be, you know, maybe you're diabetic, or you have migraine headaches, or you bounced off a wall sometime wherever you were, you know, deployed to, and you've got a traumatic brain injury that you don't even know that you have. These are the people that are experts in this, these treatments and stuff. And so I would, you know, again, talk to your, you know, if you're not going to do it and you've got some friends that you know that say, well, I'm not going to go there. I can remember a guy I talked to a number of years ago. He couldn't hear anything. And it was kind of sad. And I said, I know you were a vet. I know you were a veteran. Why don't you go there? They'll give you, at the time they were giving us these really fancy hearing aids. And he says, no, I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, his wife going, go. It would be nice if you could hear what I had to say. And
I think that's exactly true, Dale. If you don't want to do it, and I hear over and over, well, I don't deserve it, save it for another veteran. You served your country, and sometimes you don't even know what you have. Earlier this morning, I got word that somebody from Florida, who, when I teach the classes when I'm down there, called to say he thought he had a stroke, and he had been taken care of before, and, you know, he was working through issues with his back, and he thought it was his disc, and he was just not feeling well. Well, he started to lose weight in December, and he said, you know, this is great. I'm losing some weight. I'm feeling better. And then he kept losing weight. And finally, the middle or the beginning of February, he went in, told his doctor, and they did a CT scan, and it's metastasis everywhere. Now, he served in Vietnam. And in my conversation with him, it was, oh my God, Carol Ann, I never suspected this. He does not have a disability rating, and we're going to try to see what we can do to get this immediately processed, because he might only have a couple right. weeks to live. And sometime it just pops up, Dale. And I, you know, I get so discouraged sometimes when I hear from a veteran, a widow, oh, the claim just passed a year. And as we talk about that, you need the wife or the spouse needs to do a substitution, and we keep those claims alive. Or, you know, somebody that dies, and like the young lady you spoke to, if their loved one never had a disability rating, I never heard that before. How do we do that? Well, once the veteran dies, you can't start a new claim.
Right.
And that's really discouraging. I mean, we try to think that the information is out there, but you know what? It really isn't. And I just don't know how to do it any more or any better. But I guess if we do it one at a time, we're helping a veteran.
Well, that's all that we can do. One at a time. And, you know, you can't drag them in the front door of the hospital, or, you know, drag them into their local VSO's office and get them to do something. But I think if we keep reminding them, You know, and I know we talked about this last month, and it's something we have talked about before, is that, you know, even though the veteran dies, there's benefits for his family. It's, you know, if he's already in the system and maybe he's already gotten his disability claim, you know, approved and so forth, if something happens to him and he or she checks out, there's stuff left there for the family.
Yep. And that's the substitution within a year of when that decision came across. So hopefully there is an appeal if there's something, you know, that didn't come across. Say like he got worse with his hypertension and maybe he had a 0%, which means you're service connected. That's, you got your foot in the door, and that's right. The most important thing. But you put in, whoever you're working with puts in a claim to say, wait a minute, his blood pressure is higher than this, and he meets the criteria for, say, 10%, 30%, whatever. If the widow and the family put in a claim within a year, or if they're doing it by themselves, get it in. And that's what I was talking about. The claim stays alive. Mm-hmm. But you have to touch it within a year, or after a year, it's gone.
Yeah, but the other thing that I was referring to is the aid and dependence types of things where, yes, if your spouse had a disability coming right in, that when they're gone, you may be entitled to continue getting some of those disability payments.
Well,
or a percentage of them. It's a different name. I know it's a different,
yes,
name.
Depending on how many years he's had the rating, depending on the circumstance. But I think what you're really talking about is aid in attendance. And if the spouse, the widow now, he or she needs activities of daily care, which is, you know, somebody to help them bathe and eat and take their medications and shower, you know, just to help them doing some laundry work and stuff like that, the activities of daily living, then you apply. And now this is an income benefit. This is probably one of the only ones. And your income, your assets have to be lower than $159,000. You should apply for aid and attendance if you need it.
But just to kind of review. So if I'm 50% disabled, right, according to the VA.
Yes.
And I die from whatever the condition is, then my spouse would be entitled not only to aid and attendance, but would she not be entitled to some continuation?
It's called DIC, death indemnity compensation. However, that widow, he or she, needs to apply for that. And then there's another term called accrued benefits. So that goes along with the length of time of the disability. But DIC is pretty interesting because if the veteran died, service connection from that, whether it's cardiac, cancer of the stomach, cancer of the kidney, one of the approved, cancer of the prostate, one of those approved disabilities, then he or she would apply for the DIC, and if granted, would get, you know, depending on how many years or months it took to get, they would get back pay for that. And then monthly, they would get a paycheck, a check.
Well, that's why I have you on the program, Carol Ann, because you know a lot. I think you really are very qualified, obviously, to talk about these things as well. And for those of you that don't know, at the Legal Help for Veterans website, that Carol Ann has a number of ebooks that you can download that talk about pretty much every condition that's imaginable. She talks about the aid and attendance. She talks about the DIC. Talks about all kinds of different things that, you know, we could spend, you know, a couple of days, you know, just doing a marathon of what is possible through the VA. It really is it's a maze, you know, for the average veteran. And, you know, we always encourage all of our veterans to, you know, don't try to do it on your own. I mean, some of us are really stubborn and we think, well, I can figure this out. You know, it's pretty easy, you know, but, you know, if you run into a roadblock, and sometimes it's just a missing piece of paper that they want. I think you need a professional that knows how to, you know, how to get through the, you know, through the system. As Carol Ann pointed out, she's got a, well, it used to be a Rolodex, but now it's in our phone, but she's got the numbers of these people that, that you can help out, or that maybe she can, you know, call down to the local, whatever, you know, whatever the levels are out there and find out where your claim is.
Yep. Yep. Dale, thank you for the pitch of the eBooks, and they're all free. And there's over 30 of the different topics, whether it's tax exemption, when you're 100%, you know, the aid in attendance. And matter of fact, soon to be out there as a podcast on Friday with one of our attorneys at the firm, we did a podcast specifically on aid in attendance, because it's a call for, okay, you need a guardian, your estate, the whole shooting match. And in that aid in attendance book, there's a tree. I call it a tree, you know, the diagram where, are you a veteran? Yes. Are you service connected? Yes. Then you go down that lane. Are you a veteran? Yes. Are you service connected? No. Then you go down another tree, and we tell you the forms, everything, how to do, and address that entity, whether it's tax exemption, hearing, sleep apnea. It's out there. So take a look. And then I get calls for follow up. I want to do this. How long will it take? And that's the answer. I can't tell you how long an appeal, but please don't try to do it by yourself. And, you know, there's many great resources out there. Go to a VA medical center, go to eligibility. There's county counselors in almost every state. There's VSOs across the board. So, and there's us and there's others. So try to get your DD-214, get the necessary paperwork, and every ebook has exactly what you need to get to start the process.
Have you heard anything recently on any new claims that are coming in through you that you hadn't heard of before, or anything unusual recently?
Well, no, but I think there's an increase because of the PACT Act on a lot of the near and dear to your heart, the burn pits and the environmental issues that are coming up basically more and more. And a lot of veterans are calling in regarding the hypertension. I mean, that was a huge presumptive that's just been added. And, you know, that's huge. And, you know, we had Mike Cox on, a real expert Marine, prior Attorney General, who talked about, you know, what he is seeing out there with the Camp Lejeune. Yes, right? Camp Lejeune. And so if we get a veteran that we're helping, let's say a Marine or another branch that was located there, we will refer those to Mike right away as we get your disability benefits. And try to get those. So there's a dual connection sometime with different resources.
Well, you know, and the thing, to remind our audience what Mike said, is that Camp Lejeune is a separate benefit. It's not run through the VA or anything like that. There's a fund that's been set up for people who were at Camp Lejeune, if you were a Marine or a civilian, you know, that lived there for a while or ever went through Camp Lejeune during their particular time period. I can't remember exactly when that is, but yeah, the money's out there for you. You just may need help to get it. And again, you know, it's easier to use an expert than to try to figure out, you know, to become an expert on your own. So, you know, again, you know, that's why we have these people on Veterans Radio to answer your questions, to hopefully anticipate some of your questions. And, you know, I know we repeat ourselves quite often, but, you know, sometimes you got to get that slap in the head to say, oh, I didn't think, I forgot all about that. Oh, I forgot that I was over there and then this, and then, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this arm is killing me and I don't know what it is. And it turns out, you know, that you've got some injury that, you know, you fell off of a bunker or something like that and you didn't even remember that you did.
Well, Camp Lejeune, Dale, as you know, is pretty unique because not only is it the veteran, but there are monies and there are claims for the family and children of the Camp Lejeune veteran. And so that one, when that came out, that was unbelievable. The monies they put aside to take care of literally the whole family if they were consumed during that time of Camp Lejeune.
Well, there's an awful lot out there that we want to try and continue to keep our audiences and our veteran community aware of. And, you know, there are lots of different resources for you folks. Just want to keep reminding you that to reach out, whether it's to your local veteran service organization or if it's off, you know, to a legal help for veterans type of organization, they're, you know, that's what they're here for. They're here to help you. They're dedicated to helping you. And, you know, you might as well, as I say, utilize the experts. Excuse me. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to keep reminding our audience of what's going on out there and what's new, what's, you know, what's the same, what's, you know, what claims are you seeing that are, you know, a little unusual, or maybe it's actually something that you really do have that you didn't even, you didn't even think about.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is with us, and like when I was talking to Dave earlier in this week about a couple issues, if something is granted, let's say hypertension or sleep apnea, you know, we know what our argument was. Maybe there might be a law that was set up like Principi or, you know, one of the secretaries that there was a ruling on. And so if you have similar symptoms and issues, we will pull up that decision for the same area and see if we could apply rules or a ruling that might help the next veteran. But I don't think if you do it on your own, you're going to find all those case laws that now have been established.
No, that's true. And that's what we're trying to do. Again, just reminding people, contact your folks if you have issues. Call legal help if you have issues. Call your county VSO. They're every single state out there has a veteran service department or office. Pretty much every county has a veteran service office. There are numerous law firms out there that are designed to help you with your claim. And of course, there are all the VA medical centers that are out there to help with your health conditions and everything along those lines. There's a lot of things that are available to you. And I really would encourage you to take advantage of them because it's everybody's worried about healthcare costs and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen again right now. It's a little shaky. We don't know what's going to happen with our healthcare system, but we do know that if we're eligible to utilize the VA healthcare, it's pretty much the best care out there. Many, many of the VA centers are affiliated with major, major universities, major hospitals out there. And you'll find that you're going to receive really great care. So that's not a paid political announcement. Nobody paid us to say that, but I think it's important.
And I think it's really important to, even if you get a 10% for hearing, you go to the VA for that disability. You get a 30%, say heart and heart medications, $8 to $1,000 a month. If you get that disability awarded, then you go and you get your medications from the VA. 50% or greater, you get all of your health care taken care of by the VA. So, and even if you're, I can't say this word, Dale, so come in with me, rural,
out in the country.
Yes. You could get, if there's a specialty that you need, you could go through community care. You have to apply for it. And if they approve it, that will help you also. So just knowing those numbers, 70 to 100%, if you need a nursing home, long-term care, that with applying will be picked up by the VA if approved at accredited facility. So I think these numbers are and percentages are really important. At 30%, you add a dependent. And if you have children less than 18, if you're a really young man, you could add those children and your spouse to your claim. And you will get, I say, extra money, but it's the way it is. You will get money because of your service for your family.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, I'm not going to say it's a reward, but they promised that they would take care of you. And this is a continuing promise that they're, you know, hopefully that they're making. So, Carol Ann, thank you so very much for bringing your expertise, as usual, to our program. Reminding our audience that we have a benefits program on the first Sunday of every month. And so we'll be back in May. May already.
May 4th.
Is that what it is? May 4th. Yes. It's already on our calendar. Yeah. So please make sure that you come back for that. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce a little segment that my partner, Jim Falzone, did. So you are listening to Veterans Radio. We will be right back.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Private Dale Hansen killed 12 Japanese soldiers in a one-man attack on their positions. Details after this.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Hansen unhesitatingly took the initiative during a critical stage of the action and, armed with a rocket launcher, crawled to an exposed position where he attacked and destroyed a strategically located hostile pillbox. With his weapon subsequently destroyed by enemy fire, he seized a rifle and continued his one-man assault. Reaching the crest of a ridge, he opened fire on 6 Japanese and killed 4 before his rifle jammed. Attacked by the 2 remaining Japanese, he beat them off with the butt of his rifle and then climbed back to cover. Returning with another weapon and supply of grenades, he fearlessly advanced and destroyed a strong mortar position and annihilated 8 more of the enemy.
The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Military veterans touch everyone's life. I'm guessing right now you're thinking of a veteran, a close friend, relative. Maybe it's you. Even the toughest of us sometimes need help, but don't know where to turn for support. You don't need special training to help a veteran in your life. We can all help someone going through a difficult time. Learn how you can be there for veterans. Visit veteranscrisisline.net. Veteranscrisisline.net. A message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Back here on Veterans Radio, you know, if you know of a veteran in crisis, you can also refer him to the number 988. So remember that. Also, if you have a veteran in crisis, to get a hold of your local VA, there are people that will come out and help them, get them off the street or wherever they are. Here locally in the Ann Arbor area, the Emergency Help for Veterans VA Emergency Help for Homeless Veterans. The number is 877-424-3838. If you see a veteran that is homeless out there and is legit, then call the VA and they will come out and get them. So remember that. So we're going to play a quick interview that my partner Jim Falzone did with Steve and Adam Feldman. And Steve and Adam Feldman are PuroClean franchisees out in Iowa. And so this take about 5-6 minutes, I think it is. And when we come back, we'll end the program for today. So here's Jim with his guests.
Veterans Radio is spotlighting PuroClean franchisees. I'm Jim Falzone, one of the Veteran Radio hosts. PuroClean is a leader in property emergency services, helping families and businesses overcome the devastating setbacks caused by water, fire, mold, and other conditions resulting in property damage. These are independently owned franchisees who do whatever it takes to respond, restore, and rescue properties all in their own communities. PuroClean, known as the paramedics of property damage, provides water damage remediation, flood water removal, fire and smoke damage remediation, mold removal, and biohazard cleanup to commercial and residential customers. Today, we're going to talk to a father and son team that own a couple of PuroClean franchisees. Let's start. Steve Feldman, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
And Adam Feldman, welcome to Veterans Radio. We're catching you while you're driving away from a job.
Yep. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having us.
Well, it's a great opportunity to talk to a couple of veterans who are now in this business as a father and son team. Steve retired as a Brigadier General from the U.S. Army Reserves. He's got an interesting history we'll get to. Adam spent, I believe, 9 years in the U.S. Army National Guard. You guys have a franchise in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Who first came up with this crazy idea of, hey, let's have a family business in this area of property damage remediation?
Yeah, that would be me, Jim.
The son comes up with the crazy idea. How'd you talk your dad into it?
My dad and I started a properties company about 5 years ago. We bought warehouses and leased them out. And then I own a moving company. And we had, in 2020, we had an inland hurricane in Iowa. It's called a derecho. So, like, basically, it was like 80-plus mile-per-hour winds for over an hour and took out about 70% of our trees in Cedar Rapids. Anyways, during that time, my moving company, we started getting a bunch of calls from restoration companies needing general labor, and that's kind of how the ball got rolling from there.
So, a lot of times businesses respond to the need, right? Here was a need. You needed a business to respond. Steve or Adam, who did the due diligence and how did you settle on PuroClean?
Well, my moving company, we went down to Hurricane Ian in 2022. And one of my managers at the time had a friend that started a PuroClean in Chicago, a suburb of Chicago. And that's kind of how we got, interested in it and saw their trucks all over Florida and really liked the name, really liked the logo. The paramedics of property damage was awesome as like their slogan. So we just, started, called their corporate and kind of just got the ball rolling from there.
And one of the things I would point out to our veteran radio listeners is that PuroClean, which you can find at PuroClean.com, has a veterans discount for the franchise fee, the initial fee, and something like 1 in 7 owners are veterans. So did you guys find it a veteran-friendly company to work with?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And as you went through this, you both had military careers. You said you have a moving company. We had some property issues. But you didn't have any expertise in remediation. How did PuroClean Corporate educate you in that regards?
Yep. When we got the ball rolling with PuroClean Corporate, we had, I think it was what, Dad, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Of initial, like basically in processing, going through all the administrative side of things. And then we actually had a water training class for a week at PuroClean Corporate headquarters. So they took us through, hey, this house flooded. These are the steps you have to take to get it dried out. All the, moisture readings, everything that it takes to get a trucker dried out. So they really set you up for success, if you are trying to, if you don't know a lot about the industry.
Right. I mean, you got to get educated somehow and then gain the experience. Now, this is a silly question because I just learned what you closed on today.
I see that you're going to have to go to our website to hear the conclusion of that interview with Jim Fausone, running up against the end of the clock today. So our God Bless America today is by a group called the Singing Contractors. And these guys are really cool. It's Josh Arnett and Aaron Gray. And I think you're really going to enjoy this version of God Bless America. As you know, I think it's such a beautiful song. And it's something that we all need to think about every single day. Keep it going. So until next week, Dale Thrumery, for all of us at Veterans Radio, you are dismissed.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet. God bless America.